Welcome to our special weekend edition of Hackberry House, in which we share the classic poetry of God's people over the centuries of the church, much of it being ignored today. These poems were originally set to music, but in the singing, we need to remember that it's the message of the poems that should interest us most of all. And there were some wonderful messages back in those old songs. Well, I'm not going to sing for you, but I will read the words and hope that you can perhaps sing along with me where you're at. You have to sing slow. All right, we're talking about, we're about halfway through the alphabet here. Actually, there's, well, I won't tell you how many songs again altogether, but there's a lot of songs. We're halfway through. We're going alphabetically. We're in the M's. I've got a couple of must songs today. Must I go an empty-handed? Thus my dear Redeemer meet? Not one day of service give him, lay no trophy at his feet. Not at death I shrink or falter, for my Savior saves me now. But to meet him empty-handed, thought of that now clouds my brow. Oh, the years in sinning wasted, could I but recall them now, I would give them to my Savior, to his will I'd gladly bow. Oh, ye saints, arouse, be earnest. Up and work while yet 'tis day, ere the night of death o'ertake thee, strive for souls while still you may. Then the chorus, must I go and empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with which to greet him. Must I empty-handed go? And then, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. How happy are the saints above who once went sorrowing here, but now they taste unmingled love and joy without a tear. The consecrated cross I'll bear till death shall set me free, and then go home, my crown to wear. For there's a crown for me. Upon the crystal pavement down at Jesus' pierced feet, joyful I'll cast my golden crown and his tiered name repeat. O precious cross, O glorious crown, O resurrection day, when Christ the Lord from heaven comes down and bears my soul away. Now some my songs, my anchor holds. Though the angry surges roll on my tempest-driven soul, I am peaceful, for I know, wildly though the winds may blow, I've an anchor, safe and sure, that can evermore endure. Mighty tides about me sweep, perils lurk within the deep, angry clouds o'ershade the sky, and the tempest rises high. Still, I stand the tempest's shock, for my anchor grips the rock. I can feel the anchor fast as I meet each sudden blast, and the cable, though unseen, bears the heavy strain between. Through the storm I safely ride till the turning of the tide. Troubles almost whelm the soul. Griefs like billows o'er me roll, tempters seek to lure astray, storms obscure the light of day, but in Christ I can be bold. I've an anchor that shall hold, refrain, and it holds, my anchor holds. Blow your wildest then, O gale, on my bark so small and frail, by his grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds. My anchor holds. My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him. He'll never cast me out. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. And for me his precious blood he shed, For me, his life he gave. Refrain, I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee pure, warm, and changeless be, a living fire. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. When life's end, life's a transient dream, when death's cold, sullen stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, bear me safe above, a ransomed soul. Amen. This next song was my theme song when I had a little radio program on a radio station near Cincinnati, Ohio. I called it My Friend and I Broadcast. It was every night, all night long. And, you know, at night, sometimes people need a friend. Maybe you're listening right now at night. You need trying to get to sleep, and here I am talking. And yet sometimes this voice, I guess it's a gentler enough voice that made people sleepy. I've been listening to some preachers myself these days who have gentle voices. I don't get to hear the end of their messages because they knock me out. Anyway, my friend and I, there's never been a friend like Jesus. I've never found a friend so true. When I weaken and my steps grow wayward, then he comes to me with strength anew. Let me recommend this friend so faithful. He will understand your deepest need. For he walked this lonely path before us, and he's able every step to lead. Chorus, we walk hand in hand through this pilgrim land. Here we linger for a day. But soon we'll leave this land of night for that land so bright. And there, my friend and I will stay. Amen. I first heard that song from Evangeline Carmichael. I hope you know that name. That's a great singer of another generation. My God and I go in the field together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows, Hugh. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows, Hugh. Verse 2, he tells me of the years that went before me, when heavenly plans were made for me to be, when all was but a dream of dim reflection to come to life, earth's verdant glory see. Yes, when all was but a dream of dim reflection to come to life, earth's verdant glory see. Verse 3, my God and I will go for aye together. We'll walk and talk just as good friends do. This earth will pass, and with it common trifles. But God and I will go unendingly. This earth will pass, and with it common trifles. But God and I will go unendingly. Many people have recorded that song. I heard it first from the Hawaiians, the man and wife team from Hawaii, who sang around the Christian church for quite a while. And then another my song. I got a bunch more here. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing. My God is real, for I could feel him in my soul. I cannot tell just how it felt when Jesus washed my sins away. But since that day, yes, since that hour, God has been real for I can feel his mighty power. Chorus, my God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and he made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. And then we dip back into those classic songs. They're no better in one sense, and yet they are better in other senses. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I'll love thee in life, I will love thee in death, and praise thee as long as thou lendest me breath, and say, when the death dew lies cold on my brow, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In our day, this chorus, I guess it's more of a chorus, my life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. It's you, it's in you. I will praise you with all of my life. I will praise you with all of my strength. With all of my life and all of my strength, all of my hope is in you. And then you sing that other part again. How about this one we sang as a child? My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine all the way, and all that I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. About my Lord, what a morning. When I first heard this song, and it was by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, I think. When I first heard this, I was thinking that some guy was going out on his porch, looking up into the stars, and just saying, oh, what a morning, what a beautiful morning we're having here. My Lord, what a morning. My Lord, what a morning. Oh, my Lord, what a morning when the stars begin to fall. Done quit all my worldly ways, gonna join that heavenly band, and then you repeat the other. Then I found out, this is not what that's about at all. They sing it so softly and nicely and beautifully. I love the tune that this is put to. But this is a song about the coming judgment. Read it that way. My God, what a morning. When the stars are going to fall. I quit all my worldly ways. I want to join that. You know, it's a different flavor altogether when you sing it that way. And I think that's what it was meant to be. My peace I give unto you. It's a peace that the world cannot give. It's a peace that the world cannot understand. Peace to know. Peace to live. My peace I give unto you. And then the other verses, my joy, my love, and so on. A little older song here. My Redeemer, I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered from the curse to set me free. I will tell the wondrous story how my lost estate to save, in his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God, with him to be. Chorus, sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. What else have we got on this page? Oh, yeah. My Savior, first of all. When my life work is ended, and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and his smile will be the first to welcome me. Oh, the soul-thrilling rapture when I view his blessed face and the luster of his kindly beaming eye. How my full heart will praise him for the mercy, love, and grace that prepared for me a mansion in the sky. Oh, the dear ones in glory, how they beckoned me to come. And our parting at the river, I recall. To the sweet vales of Eden, they will sing my welcome home, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. Through the gates to the city in a robe of spotless white, he will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages, I shall mingle with delight, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. That famous chorus, I shall know him, I shall know him. And redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him. I shall know him by the print of the nails in his hand. I believe that was written by Fanny Crosby. Blind all of her life. But she knew him when she went on the other side. She knew him. My Savior's love is next. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus, the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. Refrain, how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be, how marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. This next song is a redoing of Psalm 23. Many people, I don't know how many, but quite a few have taken Psalm 23 and written a poem about it, using the basic ideas in every verse, but not exactly word for word. This is one of those. Not sure who wrote this one, but my shepherd will supply my need. Jehovah is his name. In pastures fresh he makes me feed beside the living stream. He brings my wandering spirit back when I forsake his ways and leads me for his mercy's sake in paths of truth and grace. When I walk through the shades of death, thy presence is my stay. A word of thy supporting breath drives all my fears away. Thy hand, in sight of all my foes, doth still my table spread. My cup with blessings overflows. Thine oil anoints my head. The sure provisions of my God attend me all my days. Oh, may thy house be mine abode, and all my work be praise. There would I find a settled rest, while others go and come. No more a stranger or a guest, but like a child at home. Ah. Oh, I love that one. I love that one. Like a child at home. Am I going to be a stranger up there? Going to be like a child at home, coming home, dear God. My times are in thy hand. A little bit later in our history, when I was a teenager, I believe this one came in. My times are in thy hand. I feel thy presence near. My times are in thy hand, O Lord. What have I to fear? Though I must face the unknown and men's deaf ears have turned to stone, my times are in thy hand, O Lord, and I am not alone. My times are in thy hand, thy still small voice I hear. My times are in thy hand, and what have I to fear? Though men still look for a key to unlock doors that they cannot see, my times are in thy hand, O Lord, my eyes see only thee. Amen. Amen. Oh, I love these songs, don't you? Wonderful, wonderful stuff we've been given. Don't let it go away. Thank you so much for being with me today. And this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.